This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But first to Rome, which has been Italy has been severely affected by the coronavirus and in quarantine, as is the Vatican. The Pope's general weekly audience by teleconference. Let's see what it's like inside the quarantine zone. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent joining us live from Rome. Ashley, good morning.
Buongiorno, John. Happy to speak to you from over here.
What did the Holy Father say today in his general weekly audience? Did he continue the catechesis on the Beatitudes, or did he pivot over to the coronavirus? Perhaps did both via teleconference.
Yes. In fact, he did do both. And in his Mass this morning, prayed specifically for the victims of the virus and for the dead. But today in his general audience, which is really just a sign of hope that continues, that the world can tune in via live streaming on the www.news.va website and watch that general audience. It was broadcast from the library of the Apostolic Palace. And yes, John, he continued his catechesis on the Beatitudes, talking about the fifth Beatitude. The audience began with a reading from Luke 6. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. And so the fifth Beatitude is blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the Holy Father today talks about that. It's very interesting because it's the only Beatitude where the cause and the effect come together. So we see what he called a reciprocal nature of mercy. There's that link between mercy offered and mercy received. And of course, all I could think of, John, was Shakespeare, the Merchant of Venice, and Portia's famed speech on the quality of mercy, that it blesseth him that gives and him that takes. And that was exactly the theme of today's audience. He went on to speak about how in the Gospel of Matthew, we read, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven those who are in debt to us. And so it helps us to realize in the Lord's Prayer and through this Beatitude that we are in debt to God, and we're also in debt to others, that we are constantly in need of forgiveness, and that's because of our failures and our sins. In fact, personally, I always think I'm always so grateful for the fact that that God is my judge, and that I am not judged by justice alone. I rely so much on his mercy. And the Holy Father went on speaking about the neediness we have, the longing that we have to receive God's mercy, because it not only gives us personal strength, but also the strength to forgive others, the strength to extend that mercy to others. And it points to what he called the secret of mercy, because it's in forgiving that we are forgiven, and that there's not one aspect but many, because it's the very center of the Christian life. So there's many aspects in which mercy blesses those who give and those who receive. So finally, the Holy Father today asked us to thank God for his great gift of mercy, so that we can strive to share it with our brothers and sisters, with all those around us, and to reap the benefits and the fruits of charity that come from that. And of course, in the situation that we all find ourselves in, the reality that we are all spending lots more time at home, I have a feeling that we're all going to have opportunities to live this out and opportunities to practice mercy in all kinds of different ways, John.
No question about that. Ashley Nerona, live from Rome. What is life like in the quarantine zone? How long have you been in your home now?
Yes. So we have been strictly quarantined since the 10th, but things started happening very fast earlier in the month. Really, it was around the 2nd, then things moved up a notch of severity by the 7th, and then by the 10th, we were homebound. And there have been 31,500 cases of coronavirus that have tested positive at this point. Things are changing, John. They're still changing pretty quickly. A lot more stringent things have been put into place. For example, as of today, grocery stores. There were some grocery stores which were open 24 hours, which includes the one that is just 2 minutes from where my husband John and I live, no longer will be open 24 hours. Now they will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And also, even within the country, for example, we have been talking about in these last few weeks how so much transportation has been canceled or halted. But as of this point, for example, the island of Sicily is trying to completely cut itself off from the mainland of Italy. There are only two domestic flights a day that go now between Palermo or Catania and Rome. There's one train. Cargo services are still happening. In different cities, they are closing down public gathering areas because there are still some folks who are not heeding the restrictions and who would be violating the 1 meter distance restrictions, for example. And so they're having to close down some beach walkways, parks, et cetera, just to make sure that people aren't doing that. There are some mayors that have even talked about the need to consider implementing a curfew to make sure that everyone is in by a certain time. So things do continue to change fast, John, even though we're all more or less at home. You know, one member of the household is allowed to go out at a time. We can go out for essentials. Essentials are medical needs, grocery shopping, exercise even is considered an essential as long as people are maintaining that distance. But the streets are practically bare. We have a bus stop in front of, more or less in front of the building where John and I live. And so I could see the bus pass every now and then, and it's fascinating. You know, maybe there's three people on the bus. There are people who still are going to work. So life goes on, but certainly not as we know it, John.
Ashley, have you seen any of the creative cooperation we've seen, of course, on the internet, folks singing from their windows and trying to, you know, make life go on in some way in the middle of this?
Glenn, we have seen that every single night. You know, we are living that, and it is so beautiful. I will tell you that this is something that neighbors just look forward to as a whole. Everybody has a 6 o'clock date, and this is when the windows are thrown open. People step out onto the balconies, and song just rings through the air. And it has been a wonderful discovery of the many talents of our neighbors, things that we didn't necessarily know. People are singing. People are playing instruments. People are waving flags. A few days ago, a little 2-year-old boy got a serenade on his birthday from all of his neighbors who hung over their balconies and sang Tanti auguri a te to little Federico. There was a moment to stop on Saturday where everyone went outside at noon and just created a rousing round of applause for all of the medical workers of the country who are managing to care for the sick, of course, running on the brink of exhaustion.
Oh, we lost Ashley Nerona on that connection to Rome, giving us the latest of what it's like to be in the quarantine zone. And of course, the message of the Pope's General Weekly Audience, he's been focusing on the Beatitudes for the last several weeks. That, of course, without a human audience, as the Vatican is closed and most of Italy under quarantine right now. And what life is like in Italy.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.